Hello and good afternoon. This is Greek Music Express, brought to you by the Voice of Greece. Our imaginary train is driven by our sound engineer, Thanasis Vouteris, and by myself, Hercules Economou. This week is dedicated to international covers of Mikis Theodorakis songs, and today we'll be traveling to beautiful Catalonia in Spain. Welcome aboard Greek Music Express. Our destination, Maria del Mar Bonet sings Mikis Theodorakis.
I basta e chan liber Composta xa Composta xa calmat Da parte da la terra Tu ca prepara salvantes Jo te entro meu can Un altra abril més gran Tenc un amor gozates i cançons Tenc un amor gozates i cançons Santas y canciones, yo diré el seu nom. Y hasta el meu palit hasta el reflexo de la tendresa de aquel que mira el cel. Mirant tan nit, tan dolç y tan tendre, vaig obligar al dormir-me Santa Maria dels estels. Pesades i cançons Tenc un amor Pesades i cançons I no diré el seu nom Ocell al vent Petit bocí vermell La teva pell tremola Quan dansa amb tu el ponent Faré un vestit ben roig Que duri poc que es trenqui Quan se'l posi el meu amor Jo tenc entre el meu cap Un altre abril més gran Tenc un amor, pesades i cançons Tenc dos amors, pesades i cançons Tenc tres amors, pesades i cançons I no diré els seus noms
Maria del Mar Bonet is a Spanish singer who was born in 1947 in Palma on the island of Mallorca. Bonet studied ceramics in the School of Arts, but eventually decided to dedicate herself to music. She arrived in Barcelona in 1967, where she began to sing with the 16 Judges, a group whose mission was to normalize the use of Catalan language in the world of modern music. In fact, as a solo artist, Bonet released many folk music albums in Catalan in spite of the ban on the Catalan language and its music during Francisco Franco's dictatorship. During her vast career, Bonet appeared in concerts around the world, from China to the former USSR and from Tunisia to Brazil and Mexico. She's a true world music performer, having collaborated with, among others, the Ensemble of Traditional Music of Tunisia and Brazilian musician Milton Nascimento.
Recordos de sangres, montañas y sangres.
In summer 1992, she presented the show La Grecia de Theodorakis in the Plaza del Rey in Barcelona to commemorate the Greek origins of the Olympics in the year in which Barcelona hosted the modern Olympic Games. The show was the origin of the album El Las, dedicated exclusively to the songs of Mikis Theodorakis, with adaptations by the Valencian poet Albert García. As for the arrangements, they were curated by Christian Boisseau, a regular associate of Mikis Theodorakis.
Oscuritat com un cavall de llums, com el joc dels dofins nedant per la mar. Una lluna navegava damunt la font dels teus ulls. Entre els teus ulls i amb el fil d'un cingló vaig brodant cançons. Jo no vull altra cadència, tu ets la mà dins el meu port. Oh,
Maria del Mar Bonnet explained on many occasions that from her professional beginnings, she listened to Theodorakis and wanted to sing him. It was in 1992 that this dream came true. The Greek composer attended her performance in the Plaza del Rey and explained to Maria del Mar Bonnet what he thought of these adaptations of his songs. "They have translated my work a lot around the world. They have translated me in Sweden, Germany and Italy, but it sounds like breaking glass when they sing my songs because they just don't fit. Whereas it seems like you're singing in Greek and it fits perfectly." In order to present you with in-depth info about this album, I had to delve deep into my archive and the world of the internet, and also refresh a bit my rather basic knowledge of Spanish. So I came across a few interviews of Maria del Mar Bonnet in Spanish, and here is what she noted about the El Las album. This album, dedicated to the songs of Mikis Theodorakis, is the result of many years of admiration for his songs and the opportunity that I had last summer to meet him personally. So, With his help, I managed to study and command a repertoire that is bigger and more complete than merely his most popular songs. Also, I had the privilege of performing his songs live in his presence at Playa del Rey and receive his approval and enthusiasm. And Bonnet continues, singing Theodorakis was an old dream of mine, which began when I went for the first time in Paris and came across albums of his. I liked a lot his popular music and his songs. The truth is that his songs interest me more than his grander works. Somehow, I think that his songs are the distillation of his as an artist.
Portar els meus sabres.
But how did Maria del Mar Bonet approach these songs? She recalls, "In those songs, you come across the highest degree of the Dorakis' Mediterraneanness, if I may say so, and I am a Mediterranean singer par excellence. So I like this music. I feel truly fulfilled with it. What I have always tried to do is to look for the music that best suits my own personal style. There are certain things in Mediterranean music that I will never sing because of how difficult they are or how far from my culture they are situated. But there are others that I will sing, and it is worth finding them and enjoying them as I do. What interests me is the music of North Africa, Turkey, Greece, Egypt, Italy, next to the music that comes from my center, which is Mallorca, the islands, Catalonia, the Valencian country, as well as Andalusian music and even Portuguese music and music from the south of France. This is what I feel closest to as a person, even physically, bodily." One could say that this album is not a typical approach to Mikis Theodorakis as a composer. For example, the song Muchachas a la orilla del mar, Girls at the Seashore, which I sang with Manolo García, is a really unknown song by Theodorakis. As a selection of ours, it is uncommon because it contains a very oriental theme with a difficult rhythm. It is a song almost to dance to. I spent time looking for these themes because I think it is nice to see how a composer has been able to do things so close to his popular music. The most difficult thing has been the Greek rhythm, because from a distance it might seem very easy, but when you start to sing it, you are confronted with many difficulties. Theodorakis liked it very much, especially our decision not to use too much bouzouki sound and to incorporate our native instruments, such as the archilos, the banduria, the guitar. He loved it. He told me, "It sounds Greek, but you have given it your own personality." A review of a concert of Maria at the time included the following triumphant words. If you close your eyes and listen to this magnificent Mallorcan singer-songwriter, you can almost sense the aromas, the colors, and the musical traditions of the Mediterranean. With a lush, rich, and sultry voice, she sings with elegance and passion in her native Catalan, an act of love and defiance that has never wavered, even when the language was bound under the Franco regime. The warmth of her voice and her passionate elegance have seduced audiences worldwide, who fall under the Spanish charm of her defiant pride. But how did the singer go about selecting the songs of the album? In order for me to select the songs included in El Las, Todoraki sent me all of his music production. He's a prolific composer and has created many songs. The truth is that I didn't know most of them and only knew his most popular songs. It was very important for me that I got to meet him in person, because after this meeting, he sent me many records and scores, out of which I was able to choose very special things. There's a song, The Dream Embraced You, which I have included on the album and which I would never have thought that Theodorakis would have written, because it's a lullaby to put children to sleep. Theodorakis has composed some very special things, which I was able to have access to thanks to knowing him personally. Review of a concert by Bonet at Barcelona reads as follows. The appearance of Maria del Mar Bonet in the Plaza del Rey is indeed one that could not have been missed. In her performance this year, the Mallorcan singer presented an itinerary that took the audience along some of the cultures that populate the shores of the Mediterranean. In the repertoire, there was substantial presence of the work of the Greek composer Mikis Theodorakis. Indeed, a few weeks ago, Maria del Mar Bonet had presented a concert entirely dedicated to his songs. Her music is popular, contemporary and Mediterranean, and therefore supposedly ours. However, the communication key between the public and the artist was much more aesthetic than emotional or festive. What prevailed was the beauty of her voice. On the 26th of May 2007, Maria del Mar Bonnet celebrated her 40 years of professional career, accompanied by the Orchestra Sinfonica del Vallès in the Palau de la Musica Catalana. The arrangements were by Joan Bibiloni and Tony Cuenca, who had the task of dressing up these songs in the words of Bonnet. On the 24th of July 2008, it was the turn of the Orchestra Sinfonica de Balears in the Castle of Bellver in Palma. After this concert, the idea emerged of making a record that, as a title, carried the name of the castle Bellver, of which she had many memories from her childhood and from her early days as a singer.
Abril menut que prans la mala primavera i vas deixant l'hivern. Com pots deixar que el mas aparti de la terra tu que prepares el bon temps? Jo tenc entre el meu cap un altre abril balsades i cançons. Tinc un amor, balsades i cançons. Tinc un amor, balsades i cançons. Si no, diré el seu nom. Petit estal, el meu pàl·lid estal, reflexa de tendresa d'aquell que mira el cel. Mirant a mi, tan dolç i tan tendre, vaig obligar a dormir-me a Santa Maria dels Estals. Jo t'entro al meu cap, un altre abril més gran. Tenc un amor, besotes i cançons, tenc un amor, besotes i cançons, tenc un amor, besotes i cançons, i no diré el seu nom. Si ver mai la teva pell tremola quan dansa amb tu el ponent. Faré un vestit ben roig que duri poc que es trenqui quan se'l posi el meu amor. Jo t'entro al meu cor un altre abril més gran. Tenc un amor amb passades i cançons. Passades i cançons, tinc un amor, passades i cançons, diré, diré el seu nom.
Well, with his wonderful symphonic interpretation by Maria del Mar Bonnet, I'm afraid that today's journey in her collaboration with Theodorakis has come to an end. It is time to kiss you goodbye with, surprise, surprise, a song that belongs to Miki's friend and colleague, Manos Hadzidakis, It Was Not an Island. From our sound engineer, Thanasis Vouteris, and from myself, Hercules Economou, peace and love, and keep believing in the miracle of Greek music.